Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from the Leprechaun Cowboy, and here's what he has to say. Hey there, Sandman. You called me the Leprechaun Cowboy in my last video, and that's a pretty great name. But that's not who I actually am. That was a different guy. That girl I was with after finding about her sleeping with another guy, I broke it off. Something inside me went blank. Stoic almost. And from there on in, I knew what I had to do. That day I broke up with her, I also quit smoking cigarettes. Still clean cold turkey 10 plus months later. The pain and anger gave me enough motivation to finally, after 5 years of actively trying to quit, finally quit. But fast forward to today, the same girl, unfortunately still someone whom I actually have to work with, still an alcoholic, allegedly found a new guy. Even after the other guy she cheated on me with is gone. But that guy's now living with her in a studio, as he recently got kicked out of his apartment. She has no idea why I dumped her and still tries to reach out to me, wanting to play pool and hang out. A hard pass for me. These days the Matrix is very apparent to me. Things like how smartphones have basically become needles for women and men alike to inject directly all the feel-good hormones we only used to have from close human interactions, even so much as 100 years ago. The society we live in has so much abundance that we as humans, who have never existed in such prosperous times before, many of us overindulge in so many different things. The obesity crisis being one of the best examples. Where I work, I see people from all over the world, and granted, the people I see are coming to my store for a very specific reason. I can see without a shadow of a doubt this level of abundance is making people stupid. So stupid that they would actually believe that a man can be born into a woman's body, or vice versa. If you ask me, the government is testing to see what the limits are with regards to manipulating people, and to see how likely a victory would be if there was sudden hostile activity in the country, and America became a dictatorship. Not that I see that happening. I see bombs dropping long before that, or maybe even a climate issue. I digress. Moral of the story is, I've gone on to not only do much bigger and better things with my life, I'm also more focused on my career, my priorities, and more in line. I'm lonely once in a while, but I am happy. Reaching the end of the red pill rage has given me new clarity on life and what I need to do with it. I can say all kinds of negative things about, air quotes, my ex, but at the end of the day, I see she hasn't learned a single thing over a year and continues down the same path of using and abusing men. And she is just beyond lost and has much growing up to do. But it's no longer my responsibility to help facilitate that development. Never stop, Sandman. We got the next generation to red pill. Well, Leprechaun Cowboy, number 2, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. What you experience is what I consider to be the Red Pill Rage 2.0. Just a quiet, reserved, I'm done. You chose to walk away from this woman because you don't actually want to play games with her anymore. She was probably just reaching out to make sure you were interested in her again, and then when you showed some interest, she'd go cold and hurt you for rejecting her and wrecking her self-esteem in the first place. I'll discuss more in a moment. But let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to the whole world is spoiled and slowly going insane clown world show. Leprechaun Cowboy, you give the gooberment too much credit. They're made up of the same fake smiling woke pedo groomers that they're supposedly trying to create. What really stuck with me were your comments about women being spoiled in today's culture. They have too many men to choose from online. Too much dopamine from their phones on tap. Too many calories from what passes as food in cardboard containers. Everyone has an iPad and an iPhone and can consume more content than ever. Free content on tap, even while on the toilet. It's making men and women crazy alike. Both the information and oil age have provided too much abundance and choice with regards to consumerism and content. Almost none of us can remember a time before all this abundance. But let's not forget that with the demographic pyramid looking more and more like a spinning top, and now women can have an abundance of male attention because of a gender imbalance in the sexual marketplace. Women have never had more right now, and they're more miserable than ever, and making life more difficult for us dudes, just because they can. They increasingly find pleasure in tormenting us, punishing us for treating them so well collectively. When you don't face any hardships in life, you can't fully value the good things that happen to you. All you can do is focus on the negative no matter how minute. I'm glad you kicked the smoking habit too. It's expensive and not good for your health, but hopefully you don't actually pick up some other nasty habit like watching too much online content. The internet, they say, is the new smoking. It elevates your dopamine and cortisol levels, and in the coming years, most of us will have to deal with adrenal fatigue. It's almost impossible to get off of our internet, food, sex, attention, and other addictions. They're really hardwired into us for survival, and we've just become smart enough to give ourselves as much abundance in those departments as possible. Those things are always in short supply, and it's in our nature to consume those things as much as possible to aid in our genetic, social, and physical survival. We're clearly evolved to get the most pleasure from those things. Women more so than men, because in some ways they never grow up. So they're spoiled and they don't even know it, and they're making the lives of men around them miserable. It's the fault of simps for competing with one another for women by seeing which man can produce the most resources, status, and dopamine fixes. For our species to survive and for us to live within our means, it means that we'll have to stop simping. Once men no longer have to compete to see which guy spoils women the most, we can start thinking instead of simping. The guys that have taken the red pill and have woken up are in the minority. And the blue pillars are doing whatever they can to prevent all of us from waking up. MGTOW, in a sense, is men rediscovering their discipline in a world where they can do whatever they want. I think that what defines a man is not always what he does, but what he doesn't do. That he's willing to sacrifice immediate gratification for something more. We men going our own way are being shamed when we give up the slit because the men that can't give it up, because they don't have the willpower, feel threatened by us. I think back to the days when I used to think about priests, monks, and nuns giving up sex and relationships. I used to see them as making the ultimate sacrifice. Now I see it as them actually heading towards a good place. The number of nuns collapsed from 181,000 in 1965 in the United States down to only 47,000 in 2016. If you're still a guy looking for a unicorn, then odds are she's dressed like a penguin. The number of actual Catholic monks is falling as well. Wouldn't it be hilarious if one day there were more MGTOW monks than there are actually Catholic ones? The same thing is happening with the number of Buddhist monks as well. Men and women that have pursued some sort of faith and stayed away from the temptation of technology and fish-flavored tasty tacos is collapsing rapidly. It probably won't be long before the Catholic Church begins allowing its priests to marry again, in order to avoid a complete collapse of Christianity. Even having faith is no longer enough to get men to resist the temptation of having everything he wants in life. Abstinence now equals incel. In a few generations, if things keep going like this, most people will wonder, how is it that people in the past could abstain from sex and from eating until they became land whales? Kids are getting the shakes and going through YouTube withdrawal these days. The problem is that when you have access to everything, you begin to value nothing. At some point, we're going to have to stop our addiction to dopamine. All addictions actually are dopamine rushes. When you stop smoking, Leprechaun, I think you began coming up with that realization. Our own body and mind encourage addiction for our own survival. But there's no way to tell our bodies that we have more salt, fat, attention, sex, and calories than we can ever consume. Our body has evolved to function in scarcity mode. We have to train ourselves consciously to understand that. But more importantly, we have to understand abundance on a subconscious level. It's not enough to understand female nature in a conscious way. We also have to understand it on an unconscious one as well. When you went through that second red pill rage, Leprechaun Cowboy, that's when you triggered that unconscious into accepting that women weren't worth it. That probably spilled over to your ability to stop smoking as well somehow. You were able to kill two birds with one stone. Once you're able to overcome one thing, that gives you a dopamine rush, it's easier to deal with the others. For myself, I've conquered the sexual, emotional, food, and consumer addictions in my life. But the dopamine I get from consuming content on my phone is something I have a very hard time getting over. I've also found a new addiction that comes from completing creative projects. I guess in a way I'm addicted to being creative. That too is something that's naturally found in people such as myself that are high in personality trait openness. So in a sense, I'm addicted to working. But that's not something the majority of people get a dopamine rush from. The key to succeeding in a world where everything is a potential addiction is to fall into addictions that make you more productive, so that at least you have something to show for your addiction instead of just wasted time. The bittersweet thing about the abundant society we are living in right now is that I don't think it's going to last. I think the energy and resource scarcity is going to put an end to our dopamine party to some extent, especially when it comes to cheap food and travel. Sex, the internet, social media, and many other things will remain. So unless we see a total collapse in civilization, women will continue to be spoiled through technology, having access to any chad roan that they want to bone. Many of us get more thrills from tech these days than we get from getting our dicks wet. I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. The only way we might actually come to our senses is when populations around the world crash hard and fast. But what are governments supposed to do then? Take people's smartphones away. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to the Leprechaun Cowboy number 2 for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that you smashed your addiction to nicotine after you stopped smashing your ex-girlfriend. Bang that bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and Meek.tv to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and it won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the MGTOW monks from remaining the only monks left on the face of the earth away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.